Are you ready, coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it live. I said I'll do it live. Don't make me repeat myself. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville, Tennessee. Central time zone with my wife, Baser. We're married. We have no kids. We do have a white picket fence, and I'm probably going to die of a heart attack when I'm 72 years old. Coach, over to you.
Now just go ahead and hit it.
Oh, the clip.
The clip.
About that.
Oh, the clip of all clips.
You see, what happened was...
What happened was you said you were going to get it, and then you forgot to get it.
No. Didn't forget. So I was prepared to get that clip. Then M2 came up to me, ran me right up the ass, and she had audio that she needed to load in the system. And then after that, Ramrod, then Amy had audio that she had to do on a particular mic.
Wait, are you saying Amy from Four Things with Amy Brown?
From The Big Show.
Gotcha.
But now I have that audio, coach, that you so dearly requested.
Oh, but you want it too, because I've not listened to it. I want to hear it back through my ears. Like, watching the videos, yes, that's fine. But I've not heard it through headphones. I want to hear it.
Coach, put this headphone right up your butt and listen to this, coach.
Let me hear it.
Here you go. Wow. You think that might have been at an NFL game, maybe a National Basketball Association game? No. It wasn't from either of those.
Where was that at, right?
Are we just going to ask each other questions?
No, that was at Westgate. That was at the roulette table. That was when it hit red 9 on Friday night, and the sore losers went bananas. And here, guys, you're ready to hear all about the weekend. We're going to tell you the stories, the funnies, the bloopers, the lost money.
But first.
The tears, the anguish, the happiness.
But first.
But first, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that today because Eddie had to go pick up a sick child. And we didn't feel like we could recap the weekend with just Ray and myself. It needs to be all three of us because I need to see what Eddie saw. I want to hear what Ray saw. We need to hear it from each other's lenses and their mouths and their voices. And it wouldn't be the same to talk about Vegas and the first ever Sore Losers Coaches Convention without all three of us.
And also... Coach, do we do anything on time? Let's think back to the live episode podcast on Saturday. My question is, should it have been posted on Saturday? Was it strategic to post it on Monday? I'll hang up and listen on that one, Coach.
No, here's the deal.
Wanted it to be special if you were there.
No. There was some internet issues at the hotel. It was taking a while. And really, Scuba emailed it to me on Saturday, but I started drinking. I was watching football. I was gambling. Next thing you know, it was like midnight, and I was like, oh, what's the point of posting it? I'll post it on Sunday. And then Sunday, I woke up, and I went straight down to the sports book, started drinking, started watching football, started gambling.
I didn't post the podcast.
And someone's like, hey, the podcast isn't up. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And I didn't feel like leaving the sports book to go up and post the podcast. So then I woke up on Monday morning and I was like, well, I guess I better post the podcast from Saturday that I was supposed to post on Saturday. There was no strategy whatsoever.
That's what I figured.
That's it.
I already had the answer in my head.
I mean, there was no strategy to it. I told people, oh, yeah, we're going to post it Saturday. It'll be no problem. Because I really imagined myself bringing my laptop to the live podcast and I didn't do that. And so I was just like, man, I don't have time to go back upstairs. And people started handing you drinks. You start talking to people. And it just didn't get done.
I know we're not talking about Vegas, but it was funny that we got a text from Scuba that I read mid-live podcast, and it said, if you guys want to bring laptops to do research and stuff, make sure you bring them. When literally I rolled up to the podcast with two mimosas and that and myself. Those are the three things I brought.
And your sunglasses.
And my sunglasses, dude. I threw those on just being a dumbass, and then I kind of forgot I had them on, and then nobody called me out, so I just rolled the whole podcast with them.
I thought you were doing that on purpose. Like, I thought you were doing that to look like an athlete at a press conference. I was like, that's funny. Ray is dressing the part of an athlete at a press conference. And so I didn't even say anything because I thought you knew you were doing that on purpose to be funny.
Dude, I gave props to you, Eddie, even the Sore Losers Nation. I told Bay, I go, not one person really called me out for the sunglasses. So I just ended up just rolling right along with them. No, it was weird. Nobody even said anything.
Oh, I definitely noticed, but I was just like, okay, cool. Like, that's the way he's going today. I thought maybe.
And what Lunch is saying is it was a setup like you were an athlete at the end of a game and you have to then talk to the media. That's exactly how it was set up. So it almost looked like we did this huge media whatever circus so that we could announce we were breaking up after 3 years of Sore Losers Podcast.
Yes, or we were there to announce some big thing, and we had nothing. We really had nothing to announce, but we were up tall and everybody was facing us like, oh, question over here on the right, in the back right. So yes, that's why it looked funny. And Ray, I thought you were being an athlete. It was great. That's why I didn't call you on it.
And we do got to stop talking about Vegas.
We do have to stop talking about Vegas, but I am going to tell you one thing that did happen to me in Vegas.
I had sex.
No, I didn't. No, because my wife, what you didn't know is my wife had strep throat, and so we were
awesome.
Not...
Awesome. Glad I gave her a hug, Coach.
Well, no. Here's the thing. She was not contagious.
Coach, were you going to tell me that before or after I gave her a cheek kiss? I did give her multiple hugs, though.
I know, but she's not contagious unless you make out with her or share utensils or drink from the same cup.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Because we got strep over Christmas, and the day before Vegas, she woke up with a sore throat. And then I got home from work, and she had the chills, the body aches. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Because we stopped. We were not doing anything. We didn't send the kids to daycare. We were staying because I was like, we cannot get sick for the Sore Losers Convention, so we can't do anything. And when she woke up, I was like, where in the world did you get COVID? Where did you get COVID? I was a little bit pissed because I was like, where did you go? Where did you go and not tell me and you got COVID?
We already bought the flights and the hotel.
It wasn't about that. It was just about not missing the convention.
Coach, it's always about the money.
And so, well, we didn't have to pay for it.
Used 10,000 miles of Rick's.
No, we didn't have to pay for it. I mean, it's okay.
Oh, we did.
You had to pay for your own flight?
Originally, but then we had to cancel a flight, and then we just got points back. So we really did lose like $400. What if I never use those points? Then I lost money.
No, you'll use those $400. You'll take a flight somewhere.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
No, we're not in Vegas anymore.
Okay, good point. Good point. But, so, I was like, all right, you got to go get a COVID test. So she went to the city site to get a COVID test.
In Vegas?
No, in Nashville. In Nashville, before we left. And so I was like, okay. And we were just sitting there waiting. And later that night, she was like, you know what? This is exactly how I felt when I got strep over Christmas. I'm going to go to the urgent care and get a strep test. So I'm like, all right, great. So
I'll watch the kids.
She drives to the urgent care. There's nobody there. She fills out the paperwork, goes back. They give her a strep test and a COVID test. Strep test comes back positive. COVID test negative. Oh, thank you. Awesome. I don't have to be mad at my wife. And the lady said, look, I think what happened is that it never fully left your system and it just flared up again. You're not contagious, but no making out, no sharing utensils, and no drinking from the same cups. And you should be fine. They gave her a shot, gave her some antibiotics, and we rolled to Vegas. And here's the problem. If she had tested positive for COVID, I was about to have the biggest moral decision of my life.
Okay, you were obviously going to the coaches' convention.
Was I? Was I going? Oh, turn on your mic, K-Dog. K-Dog's in there.
Turn me off, dude.
K-Dog's
in there. No. My question is, what would I have done? Because I would have been exposed to my wife who tested positive for COVID. So would I have said, you know what? Just take it to my grave and never tell anybody and go to the coaches' convention? But that would have been very socially irresponsible of me.
But you weren't infected.
Right. But the fact that I was in close contact, I don't know if I would symptoms would have come later.
Coach, all of a sudden you're not a doctor. You didn't have it, so you're fine.
No,
I'm also, we talk so much on this podcast about diseases and viruses and pandemics and epidemics. I almost feel like I'm a clinician, dude. I almost have a degree.
But yes, So luckily, she was negative for COVID, so I didn't have any of those worries. I didn't have to stress about that decision that I was going to have to make.
Yeah, that would have been brutal if we were missing you, because you had assembled the whole thing. You kind of knew the ins and outs that we didn't. But again, we're not talking about Vegas this episode.
Right. That's the thing. Like, it would have been so weird. The first ever coaches convention, and I had to cancel my appearance.
You would have had to test positive, I feel like, for you not to go.
You think so?
Yeah. After all that buildup, the very first one, and for you not to go, there's no way. Tripod. You can't miss a leg on a tripod.
Are we right, allowed to say this? Didn't 10 people not go?
Well, there were some people that, like, there was one guy, I believe, Travis Burleson.
Why would you release the name, coach?
Oh, no. Poor guy. He was at the airport, flight canceled because of snow.
No. Where was he coming from?
Des Moines.
He was coming from Tampa, Florida, coach. I mean, where do you think he was coming from?
Somewhere with snow. I know that.
And L.A.?
And then a couple
people. Snows all the time.
He was coming from a mile away. He was coming from Reno.
Yeah, Reno. I know a couple people got COVID, so they had to cancel. But we're not talking about Vegas.
We're not talking about Vegas.
Is it behind you guys now?
No.
Are you moving on?
We don't want to give a recap without Eddie.
You guys haven't talked about it at all. That's
Lunch
true.
Comes in right here and goes, no recap this episode. We got to wait for Eddie. But then we talk about it for the first 20 minutes.
I was
going to
say, you're going on about 20 minutes here, and you've talked about nothing but Vegas.
But it's impossible to not talk about Vegas.
That's true.
There's certain things we can talk about. Like, I want to talk, like, at the airport on the way home, something happened to me that I'm still pissed off about.
Did you talk about this on The Big Show?
No, it wasn't. No.
I'm pretty sure I heard you talk about it on The Big Show.
No, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Oh, that was your departure flight.
Yeah, my departure flight. So my wife, who is currently breastfeeding our brand new 3-month-old son, so when we're in Vegas, every 3 hours she has to pump that milk out of those boobies. You know what I'm saying?
And I think she was pumping when we were on the casino floor. And another thing she didn't tell us.
Was she pulling slots and pumping milk?
No, she was playing blackjack pumping, and no one had any idea.
Really?
Let me tell you, the breast pump has come a long, long way. Just in the last 3 years, from when we had our first kid, it was like she was carrying a bowling ball around with these big old, like, tubes, and she couldn't do anything. She just had to sit there and pump. This new one, dude, she just hooks it on her, like, it's a little battery pack, clips it on her belt. These things slide right in her bra. She can walk around. I mean, she was on our Uber to the hotel. She was pumping. We were playing blackjack. She was pumping. Nobody had any idea. That's how amazing the thing was. So I don't know about you women like that have ever breast pumped before, but if you have seen the new one, it is amazing. How good it is.
Coach, it sounds like breast pump 4.0. But my question is this. She's the one doing it. You would never be able to do it under the shirt all discreetly.
No, because I don't produce the milk.
No. But I'm saying she knows. Would you be able to find the particular spots that you need to pump? Or does your wife just know her own body well that she's able to just feel it
out? Could you set it up for her? Is that what you're asking?
In the casino, was she doing it all, or did you have to help her?
No. She just goes to the bathroom, slides the little things in her bra, and starts and turns it on, and it pumps. And
so what happens if she gets excited and wins like $5,000 and jumps up and goes crazy? And
she would never bet that much. So
milk
I'm just saying.
I mean,
and it just the milk goes all over the table,
she
dude.
Didn't tell me.
The dealer's milk. Getting sprayed in the dude, face with the milk.
The whole time we could have been having Moscow mules.
Some white Russians over here.
Yeah. So every 3 hours she's pumping, right? And she pumped a lot of milk. And we had a fridge in our hotel room, and then we had a little cooler. We put it in there with some ice to bring back because that's what you do. You're going to give it to the baby. So we get to the TSA checkpoint, and it goes through, and we say, oh, it's breast milk. And they're like, oh, we're going to have to look at it. So it goes on the little side conveyor belt, and the guy working the extra check or whatever, he opens it up, and you're like, oh, yeah, there's breast milk in there. And he starts pulling it all out. And he goes,
oh, my. Well, how annoying. You can tell it's milk, bro.
Exactly. And he says, how long were you here? And my wife's like, 4 days? And he goes, if you can produce this much in 4 days, you can just throw this away. You don't need to take it home. And my wife was like, what? And he goes, yeah. Like, obviously, you are a good milk producer, and you don't need all this. Like, this is just excess. So you can just toss it away. And I was like,
what?
No, we're not going to throw it away. He goes, because when you bring all this breast milk through, it makes our job really difficult because I have to run each individual bag through a machine.
Coach, I hope to God you were in his face.
And I said, well, isn't that your job?
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Aren't you getting paid?
I mean, I was like, that is what you get paid to do. I'm not going to, he goes, trust me, I have three kids. This is not needed. And I was like,
thanks, buddy.
How are you going to tell my wife, who just spent all weekend making sure every 3 hours she's pumping that milk, that, oh, just throw it away? She worked really hard to produce that milk to keep our baby alive, and you're going to tell me just to throw it away? And so they went over to this special machine, and he ran each bag. And then he comes back over, and he didn't know we were still standing there. And some lady goes, where'd you go? And she goes, he goes, some lady had 20 bags of milk I had to run. I mean, what? I mean, I was like, dude, shut up.
Dude, so many people are afraid to do their own job.
Right. He was so mad that he was actually going to have to do his job. Like, he is paid to check the bags. He is paid to sit there and go through your bags as a TSA agent. Yes, I brought breast milk through the checkpoint because on the TSA website, it says you are allowed to bring your breast milk through the checkpoint. And he was like, if you would have just put it in a baby bottle, I wouldn't have to do this. And I'm like, well, you might want to tell him to put that on the website because it's not on there. And he goes, I don't know what's on there. And I said, exactly.
This guy hates his job.
Dude, you should have been more confrontational, Coach.
No.
I kind of think you were maybe a little groggers and maybe a little hung.
Probably.
And you didn't really stand up for your family.
Combination of both. But I also thought in the back of my head, don't be that guy in the airport that gets arrested. Because I don't want to cause a scene and then him just be like, oh, I spilled the milk, or this milk's bad, or I didn't want any of that.
It would make for a great story, though, I'm not going to lie. If you got arrested over breast milk,
yeah,
that would make for a great story.
It would. But then it would cause all sorts of things. You know, like, you're on the no-fly list, you can't fly, then I got to drive back, take the Greyhound from Vegas to Nashville. It was just a very infuriating moment in the little travel.
And at this point, did you just want to get out of Vegas?
Were you at that point? Yes, I was at that point, and I just wanted to get away from this guy.
Yeah.
Because I was just so annoyed with him and just the way he was kind of talking to us. And my wife said when they went over to the special machine that he was a lot nicer because he realized that he was kind of being rude, that he started kind of making jokes and stuff.
And the job was in jeopardy.
And I was like, good, I'm glad to hear that. But still, absolutely inappropriate for the dude to tell my wife, throw the damn breast milk away.
Was your wife mad?
Oh, she was hot.
Yeah?
She was hot. She goes, no, I'm not going to throw it away. And she goes, I'm just trying to keep my kid alive. That's what she told him.
Hey, I almost didn't get to leave Vegas either.
Why?
The birth date on my ticket home was wrong.
What? No. No.
Dude, it was brutal. So the fact that you even so it came to the point where Baser and me had to leave the convention. We left. She's like,
we're not going to talk about Vegas.
I was going to say, Vegas. How long are you guys?
But no, Vegas.
I feel bad, Brett.
Hey, even when we went to
I'll come up with an old Vegas story of mine.
Even when we went to Hawaii, Bay wanted to get to the airport 5 hours early. That's her thing. She likes to get to the airport early. So we get there 3 hours early.
Oh, that's interesting, because when you guys were leaving, I said, your flight's not for 3 hours. And she goes, Ray wants to get there right now.
Oh.
He said, we have to get there right now.
Okay, maybe. I don't know who we're blaming it on. But maybe
all of a sudden, the story's changed.
Hey, maybe we both enjoy getting to the airport early. Thank God we did. The birthday was wrong. I almost didn't leave. It took us an hour and a half to get through TSA, Spirit Airlines lines. They had to redo my whole ticket and everything. It's possible, but if you're whatever, whoever entered your information did it wrong, you almost get stuck in that city. So I go up to the lady at Spirit, and our bags aren't scanning, and she's like, oh, it's no big deal. And so she scans her badge. Even though it said on the screen, birth date does not match his ticket and his ID. The lady goes, no worries. This happens all the time. Boom, boom. All right, cool. We're good. So we go to TSA. TSA's like, oh, no, absolutely not. You cannot get on this plane with incorrect birth dates and tickets and IDs. And I'm like, all right, well, the Spirit lady just swiped her badge and said it was good. She did? What was her name? Well, I mean, I don't know, bro. I literally just, she was there.
I'm not going to sell her out, bro, because snitches get stitches, you know?
I mean, bro, you want me to dine
her
out?
They won stuff.
I mean, she was actually cool, but yeah, I'm not going to tell her, you know, exactly what happened with her. But anyways, he goes, all right, you got to go all the way to the back of the line. I'm like, oh my gosh. So then we get in this other line at Spirit. We get in the line, the lady goes, oh, here at this line, we just do bags. We can't fix your passport. I'm like, okay, cool. We'll get in another line. So we're looking at like 30 to 45 minutes now. Oh. Then I meet with the lady and she's like, well, why was it entered incorrectly? And I was like, well, I didn't necessarily purchase the ticket. I think it was through my company. They entered some wrong digits. I'm not like a bad person. It was just that there was just an incorrect.
I'm not a bad person.
On the website, I'm sure it was not that sophisticated of a website that you guys have. So I'm sure it was kind of confusing. And she entered digits in the incorrect places. And the lady's like, okay, I guess I'll let you pass. She does all this work. We go back through TSA. They have these corrected documents. This guy's looking at five documents. He's like, please remove your mask. Okay, yeah, you're good to pass. But if you want to waste 45 minutes of your time, do the wrong birth date when you're buying the tickets.
It's amazing.
Noted.
Amazing that they had a problem with that. But when my dad was going to his, I want to say it was his 40th high school reunion, he went through TSA with his high school ID.
Maybe that is a form of identification.
Because my dad didn't have a driver's license. And so he literally had
his school ID?
His high school ID. He was going to his 40th reunion. And it had the same name as the and his picture from high school. And he used that to go through TSA and get on the airplane.
But no date of birth or anything, right? Because you're talking about a school ID, not your ID from high school, right?
I'm talking about
an actual school ID.
Like his high school ID.
High school ID.
Hillcrest High School in Chicago, Illinois. His idea.
Class of whatever.
Yeah, class of whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what he used to get on the airplane. But Ray has one digit wrong, but it matches everything else. Can't get on the plane.
Hey, and I ain't even mad at Spirit. People badmouth it.
I was going to ask how Spirit was because I've heard.
I'm telling you right now, I had an oversized bag that I carried on because I didn't. It was a nice. It was a $300 designer duffel bag that I just got for Christmas. So
all
I
right.
Didn't.
You're going to flex on us real quick right there? Or what? Is that what you're
flex.
Doing?
Yeah. So I didn't want them throwing it around to the baggage handlers. Those guys don't care about their job. Right. And I'm like, hell no, I'm not sending this leather down there. Dude, I got on Spirit with an oversized bag. I should have been charged $65. They let it slide.
Really?
But the tray tables, usually you're used to them going over your entire lap. They go about half your lap. They fit half a drink and maybe a bag of nuts. And I'll hang up and listen on that one, Coacher.
Yeah, on the way there, we had one of those planes where you put the cup on, and the cup was hanging off the tray table. On the way back, we had like, I guess they bought an old Delta plane because it was blue on the outside, and it had regular tray tables. It had actually seat back pockets. On the way there, they just had two bungee cords across. It was like, literally, that's it.
And also, if your plane gets stuck on the tarmac, which happened with us for 40 minutes because I think it was too many planes trying to go to the same gate, they will turn off the Wi-Fi, even though you paid for
really?
Wi-Fi for the full flight. So let that be noted.
Wow.
Yeah, they jip you. Yeah, it should be for when you get on the plane to off the plane, not just when your plane hits the turf.
Did the I was stuck on the tarmac last year in Southwest, who also sucks.
No, Southwest is amazing.
No.
Coach, don't say that.
Don't say that name.
We got cards in our pockets that say Southwest.
Oh, yeah, Southwest is
awesome.
I got
a Southwest tattoo.
Yeah. Anyways, I was stuck on the tarmac for like an hour and a half. No AC. The plane is packed.
Now that's when it's bad.
And you're just sweating. And I'm leaving Nashville. I was on vacation before I ever moved here. So you're hungover, sweating, sitting in the middle seat. Plane is packed from front to back.
Well, that's your fault for checking in so late. That's why you got middle seat.
Checking in so late? Oh, what? No.
Yeah.
Was it my fault that we're stuck on the tarmac for an hour and a half?
It was your fault
with
you're
no
in the middle
AC?
Seat. Because you just
no, actually, you know what I did? I will say this. It was a mistake, but I tried to be a nice guy. Some girl asked me, hey, do you want to switch seats?
Hey, can I sit
Because she was sitting next to my buddy, and I was sitting next to her friend, and I had an aisle.
What'd you say? Can you want to sit
like,
on my lap?
Switch? And I was like, what? So I did, and I regret it to this day. Never switch seats.
Oh, never switch seats.
Yeah, if you're single, dude, though, Southwest, man, that's money. You always just line up right behind the hottie and go double up with wherever she goes and sits.
Yeah, let me tell you, the one time I was on a Southwest flight going down to a wedding in South Texas, and I was sitting by the window, and this little kid, probably 14, 15 years old.
Hey, mister.
He comes and sits on the aisle, so there's a seat in the middle, and there's two hot chicks walking down the aisle.
And, Coach, we also don't need to know the exact seating arrangement.
No. We are in the very the second to last row, right? And there's two people in the row behind us, and these two chicks are coming, right? And I'm like, this kid better get his ass up.
Were they together? Because this story just got even better.
Who, the two girls?
Yeah.
Well, they were friends. I didn't know anything about them. And they come walking down, and they get back to the last two rows. And he goes, oh, here, I'll move. And he moved to the row behind. Two girls sit down. Boom. We start chatting it up. Boom, 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 boom.
Jason Gill.
Were you sitting in the middle?
No, I was sitting on the window. I wish I was sitting in the middle.
You should have
told
anyway,
them. But anyway.
You guys want to join the Mile High Club?
Anybody want a window seat?
So they were just going to South Padre for the weekend, whatever. I don't know why, but I was going to a wedding. I didn't have I was by myself. And so I was like, cool. And we're just chatting. Next thing you know, plane mechanical issues. We got to deboard the plane.
Deplane, Coach.
So, deplane. So we go to the bar, me and these two chicks.
Nice.
And we sit there and just doom, doom, doom.
Are they trying to lose you, or are they down with you hanging with them?
Oh, they were hanging with me.
Were you buying them drinks? Is that why?
No. No, they were buying me drinks.
Okay. Hey, blonde or brunette? I just need it for the mental.
One brunette, one blonde.
How tall?
The brunette was probably 5'10".
Ooh.
Yeah, blonde was like 5'6".
Jeez. Solid, dude.
Yeah.
We'd have both
what's
been a foot taller than me.
So we go to the bar, and then they're like, oh, I got to get on the plane. We're the last ones to get back on the plane because we were sitting there drinking. And so now there's only middle seats, so we don't sit next to each other. So I'm like, psh, never going to see them girls again. I get off the plane. Guess who's waiting for me at the top of the tarmac?
Waiting for you.
Waiting at the top of the jet bridge of the girls because they knew they were getting a rental car and I was getting a rental car. So we walk down to the rental car place, blah, 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 together. All right, well, hey, guys, see you later. Like, well, here, if you want to come down to Padre and party with us, here's my number. And I'm like, okay. So I was supposed to go to dinner with my friend's parents down in McAllen.
Skip that.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry, guys.
Tell them plans changed on the plane, a couple hotties.
Yeah.
Well, no. So I'm late because my plane is delayed, so I'm trying to find my hotel. And I can't find my – and this is back before the smartphone where that had the maps, you know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't find my freaking hotel. So I have to pull over to gas station, change in the bathroom, and go to dinner with my friend's parents. This is a girl I went to college with, and her parents live down there. So I went to dinner with them, and I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to Padre. Screw it. So I leave dinner, and I head straight to Padre, and I meet up with these chicks, and we party like crazy. We go boo, all out all night. Me and one girl hook up. Cool. Next day, I got to go to the wedding. I still have never been to my hotel, okay? So I wake up, and I'm like, well, I got to go, guys. I got the wedding. You know, it starts at, like, 4 o'clock.
Girls have fun in Padre.
Like, we went to breakfast and everything, and then I was like, got to go. So I go to my hotel.
Have fun at Tequila Frogs.
I check in, I shower, go to the wedding, and after the wedding, did I go to the reception? Nope. Back to Padre! Back to Padre!
No, wait. What you know about why didn't you show up at the wedding with the two chicks, one on each arm?
Well, I didn't know if that would be appropriate because I did not have a plus one to the wedding. It was a smaller wedding.
Mm.
And so I showed my face, and I was like, what up? Went to the wedding, and then went to Padre, partied with these girls all night, you know what I mean? And
you're all dressed to the nines for the wedding, too, that night, right?
Yeah. Nice. And so we went to Padre, partied, you know, that night, and the next day woke up. Almost missed my flight. Got on my flight. Bye, girls. And I met up with them one time back in Austin, and then that was it. And then the one that I was hooking up with,
yeah.
She met her husband like a few weeks later, and they started dating, and they got married, and they got kids. And
who knows where she's at
now? No, we're still friends on Facebook.
Oh, really?
I saw her
update. They have families now, and they're both over 200.
Yeah.
No, hey, come here.
Their life has gone downhill since that weekend with Lunchbox.
No. K-Dog, come here. I'll show you the girl.
All right, I'm coming.
That was a good friend to you, though, to not go to really any of the wedding stuff, though.
I mean, I feel bad.
Come on.
Let's be real.
If we were all single and we would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing. All right, here you go. This is her.
Kazer, get his reaction on a mic. Kazer.
Wow.
That's her.
Is this real?
That's real. Met her on a plane.
It's a porn star.
She's a cutie.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was
she's the taller one, huh?
Yeah, she's the taller one.
Wow, that guy that she's married to now is way better looking than you.
Okay, though. Well, I don't care about that. But anyway, speaking of marriage, guys, there's something that happened.
Good for you, Lunchbox.
There's something that happened this weekend. It wasn't part of the Sore Losers convention, so I felt like we could talk about it.
It was a shooting.
We have Bryce on the phone. Can you pull up Bryce?
Bryce ain't here.
No, he's there.
Here's Bryce.
Bryce!
What's going on, coach?
Hey, man, Coach, I got to tell you what. We're not really talking about the convention because Eddie had to go pick up his kid because the kid was sick, had to go home. So we're not really talking about what went down at the convention except for the Niners, that amazing win. You were dressed
to
the nines.
That's all we need to talk about, baby. That's all we need to talk about.
I mean, and look, Bryce, there's something that happened. So tell us what happened this weekend with you and your girl.
All right, so we went to Vegas, both of our first times, and – you know, went for the convention and all that. Had a blast, by the way. That was amazing.
You're welcome.
And then just kind of, you know, went and did my thing. And we went to the thing, and I took her. I was going to do it in front of everybody.
No, do what? What were you going to do?
I was going to propose to my girl in front of everybody. But I know how she is, and I didn't want to do that. to her because I know she's real nervous and all that.
Smart.
So wait, how long have you guys been together?
Man, she'll get mad at me, but a long time. It's way past due, like 7 years, man.
So did she know that it was coming this weekend that you were going to?
She had zero idea. Zero.
So,
like, when I pulled it out, she bawled like, oh, man. She had me crying. I ain't even going to lie to you. She had me crying.
So, did you, right when we announced the coaches' convention in Las Vegas, did it pop in your head like, that's when I'm going to propose?
Yes, absolutely. I said, it's the first time me and her both are going. We're going to do it like this. The Niners are playing. I knew they were going to be in the playoffs. But I was like, I just think it's going to be the best perfect time. And she said she couldn't ask for it any other way.
Okay, so how did you do it? How did you propose?
Well, God, I was going to do all this, you know, big event. She wanted to do all the, you know, the zip line, which we did. We did all that. Took her out to a nice steak dinner, all the above. But I just took her privately to the side, got down on one knee.
Wait, are you at the Westgate when you did this? Are you at the
at the Westgate.
Okay. Are you in the gift shop? Like, where are you at?
I took her back up to the room, man. I just took her back to the room where it was just me and her, and that was it.
Okay.
Got it done.
So you go back up to the room. Had you been drinking at this point in the day because you were so trying to mask your nerves, or were you just?
Absolutely. Me and her both were. We were having a good old time. And then it just was like, you know what? It's the time now. And not only that, I didn't want to be stupid and end up losing the ring. And because, you know, you're walking around and you got to hold it in your pocket the whole time. You got your hands in your pocket. And I'm checking my bag over and over again. She's like, what are you checking for? And I'm like, I'm just making sure my wallet's in here and this is that.
Making sure my underwear's here.
that's nerve-wracking in itself, man. Just trying to keep up with that thing.
So, you like, did she go in the bathroom and you were waiting when she walked out, or did she just go in your bag and turn around and boom?
She said something, and we were talking. I don't remember what we were talking about, but she was like, well, I'm still waiting on that ring. And I just kind of looked at her, and I walked over to the bag, because I was getting ready to do it anyway, and I pulled it out, and I got on one knee, and I looked at her, and she just was like, is this it? And then she just, that was it.
And what do you remember what you said to her? You said, like, hey, man, I love you as much as I almost love you as much as I love the 49ers, so you're, like, the second most important thing in my life. Like, will you marry me?
Like, so I got down one, as soon as I pulled it out and got down one knee, she just, like, kind of looked at me and didn't know what to say. And I'm trying to get all the words out, but I'm mumbling and stuttering. And,
Coach, you know, like four words.
Else. And then next thing you know, will you marry me? And then she's just immediately, yes, ecstatic, you know. And that was it. It was on.
I bet it was on. I bet it was on in the Westgate. That's why it was rocking. I thought that was something was going on.
It absolutely was. It was a great moment for us too. Hey. She appreciated it because it was just me and her, and she was like, if you would have done that in front of all those people, I would have been so mad and so embarrassed. So it worked out perfect.
So we had the 2-hour happy hour on Friday. We had the podcast Saturday morning, the watch party Saturday afternoon, and then another watch party Sunday afternoon. Where did you say that it fell?
Oh, it was the first day. Like I said, I didn't want to hold on to that ring any longer. I'm like, if I lose this thing, it's going to be – it was a hassle getting it through, like, the airport and, you know, having to hide it and just all the above. So I was like, first day, let's get it done. And if you look on her Facebook page, you'll see we're wearing the coaches. I got my coach hoodie on. She's got her Sore Losers Vegas shirt on. So, yeah, we just rocked it like that.
So were you, like, on the plane, were you just sitting there going, oh, my God, I'm about to ask her to marry me. I'm going to ask her to marry me. I'm going to ask her to marry me.
The whole trip, I'm like, oh, my God. The whole way there, I'm like, this is really going to happen. She has zero idea. And next thing you know, I mean, that's a nerve-wracking feeling, man.
We know, Coach.
Golly.
We know. We're all married.
It worked out. The watch party, us hanging out, her getting to show people, like, that was cool. So
you're welcome.
That's all I cared about.
Bryce, I got to say, you sound nervous right damn now about talking about it, man.
I am, man, talking about it. I'm reliving it feels like.
And that was before the Niners win?
Oh, before the Niners.
Oh, so you had a hell of a weekend.
I had a great weekend.
That's awesome.
It was phenomenal. And hats off to y'all, man. Y'all did a great job. Like, just being there, hanging out with everybody and setting it all up. It was a good time, man.
Coach,
I'm still a little over, to be honest.
Hard hats off to us. We got a lot of construction workers that listen to this. Not a lot of business folks. So, yeah, the hat reference, it definitely makes a lot of sense. Everybody. But, hey, what part of the country did you come from?
Nashville.
Oh, hell, dude, we could have shared a flight, bro.
Dude, we seen you on the flight, though. We were the first one. You were passed out at the airport.
Of course, Coach. Coach, it was like anal o'clock. Of course I was.
It was. We seen you and Eddie. We were on the same flight as y'all, and I was like, it's way too early to start going, Coach, and start yelling at y'all. So we let y'all live and just hung out.
Did you hear that one guy when he got on the plane? He goes, all right. Or he was just a normal person. And he comes on and he goes, hey, so we're going to Vegas, right? And then everybody's like, woo, just like a couple people. And he's like, wow, yeah, that effing sucked. Like nobody cheered.
Wasn't it like 5 in the morning or something?
Like, we got a long weekend.
Yeah, it was the old 5 a.m. flight. Yeah. You're not getting a cheer for Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Well, hey, Bryce, I just wanted to say congratulations, man. We wanted to call you because I felt like that was the biggest thing that happened this weekend. And it wasn't part of the convention, but it happened because of it, because you were going. And I was like, man, we got to talk about it. I wanted to get Ashley on because I wanted to hear her cry live on the podcast. But
I know, man. She called me. She's like, I'm so busy at work right now. I can't do it. I feel so bad. And I was like, man, well, now you got me doing it. They want to talk to the woman, but here we are.
Oh, I thought it would be, you know, everybody, I forgot people have jobs.
Well, here's the funny part. When I talked to him this weekend, I was like, here, let me get your number. I'll talk to you guys on the podcast. And she gives me the number. She wrote it on a losing betting slip because it had Cowboys -3 on there. We found it on the floor.
Yeah, that's hard loser right there.
So I put it in my pocket, and like an hour later, after a few more drinks, I pulled out and I'm like, why do I have this losing ticket in my pocket? And I threw it in the trash.
No.
And then, and then 2 hours later, I was like, oh my God, I heard a phone number on it. Now I'm not going to be able to get a hold of it. I'm such an idiot. That's why I had that ticket. And then I had to go on Facebook and find her.
I thought you went digging in the trash for a second there.
No, I don't know what trash can I threw it in. And I'm telling you what, just like the Cowboys season, I wasn't going to go digging for that. That was long gone. But don't worry, it was easy to spot on Facebook. That bling bling was like all over there.
Making its rounds.
Yeah, making its rounds. All right, Coacher.
Good deal.
Hey, congratulations, Coacher, and bachelor party in Vegas. Sore Losers Nation's ready.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Going down. 9/23/23 is the date she set. So that's it.
Oh, damn, it's already set?
No. Well, it's a whole year, though.
She was looking at it, and her best friend's one of them girls, so it's on now.
Hey, were you up or down money-wise from Vegas?
Well, probably broke a little even, but probably lost about 60 to 80. I actually hit 270 on a slot machine, which I've never done in my life, so that was fun. Solid.
So you guys ended up down?
You ended up down.
I mean, he had to buy a diamond ring. That was expensive. He had to buy flights. I mean, but
all worth it.
Probably the best trip we've ever done together.
Nice.
Well, good. Would you go back?
Absolutely. We're already planning for like in the summer and the next winter. We're going to be in Vegas a lot more now.
Yeah, there's so much more to do that. I mean, you really don't even have to go there to gamble. Is it nice? Yeah, but guess what? They give you free drinks. There's beautiful stuff. There's fountains. There's nature. There's the strip. There's all these beautiful
strippers.
There's pools.
There are strippers.
There's shopping. I mean, there's
and in the
more.
Summertime, there's pool parties. Those are the best parts.
Well, here's the problem with the summer pool parties. So. You know, here's the thing. It is so damn hot that, I mean, you get burnt like in about 3 hours. I mean, Ray's bachelor party, we were out there. We were wrapped in towels. It was so freaking hot, and we were getting toasted. So, I mean, yes, the pool parties are great, but, I mean, at our age, you got to wear a shirt because we're going to get burnt.
You remember the number the pool girl told us to bet?
We 69.
Oh. No, she goes 6 and 9, Coach.
She said 6 and 9.
It was like roulette. I was like, hey, what number should I hit on roulette? And she goes, 6 and 9. Mm. I'm like, okay.
She goes, all my right. two favorite numbers.
Coach, she's done this before,
of
huh?
Of course, all the You've bachelor party tipped her heavy.
Loved it. I was going to say, she's working those yeah. tips. Good for her. Props to her. She's doing her job.
Well, hey, Bryce, congratulations to you and your woman. I mean, I'm glad we could share that with you. I mean, this is a non-Vegas episode, but that happened in Vegas. We had to talk about it.
Absolutely. It was a great time.
All right, Culture, be good.
Congrats.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Right, later, so, dude. Lunch will post this episode probably 3 days late, so you can hear it in a couple days.
Okay.
Maybe next week.
Okay.
Hey, tune in.
What was the most shocking result this weekend? Was it the Niners, or was it your Patriots just getting housed?
No, it was the Patriots. It's got to be the Patriots. Just, like, not the fact that they lost. If I was a betting man, I would have taken the bank, or, I mean, the Bills. Maybe not to cover, but at least to win.
Okay.
But Stop. They got housed. What?
You were all in on the Patriots. You would have not bet Bills. Shut up.
If I were to bet a team, if I were to put my money, I'm not saying to cover. If it was, what did you get, at 4.5?
Yeah.
I probably would have taken the Patriots at 4.5.
But luckily.
Exactly. You would have lost.
But I just said not to cover, just the money line, just to win straight up.
But I was lucky because I did bet the Patriots plus 4.5. And I.
Smart, coach. You only missed it by 30.
They were down 20 to nothing. And so I was walking around just being funny, like, hey, anybody want to buy this ticket for $100? Because that's what I spent on it. And some drunk dude was like, dude, I'll buy it. I mean, I'm in Vegas. It's worth a shot. I was like, okay. Sold it to him for $100. There you go, bud.
Please tell me it wasn't a Sore Losers Nation, because that was just a dumb bet.
It wasn't. It was some guy that was just sitting there, and I was like, all right.
I will say, it wasn't just, I know we're not talking about Vegas. It wasn't just Sore Losers Nation. There was hundreds of people in that sports book.
Dude, it was awesome. NFL playoff weekend.
It was great.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great weekend to be in the sports book.
I'm sure, I mean, the entire football season brings in crazy revenue, I bet, but especially with the Raiders being in it.
Yeah, the Raiders,
I
mean, Raiders game was packed.
Yeah. Raiders game was cool. I will say your boys' game took the air right out of that place.
It was the first time ever they called it a perfect game, ever, that's ever happened, where they scored a touchdown on every single possession.
Until kneel downs, no punts, no fumbles, no INTs, no nothing.
No field goals, nothing. I don't even know if there was a kneel down.
No, there was kneel down.
Did they kneel down? I didn't watch the fourth quarter.
You went that bad.
Dude, I was out watching it. I gave it to the third quarter, and I said, let's go next door. And I mean, it was on at the bar that I was next door, but the first one I was at, I was actually watching it. I was into it. But I will say, I did get some free drinks that night at 10. I had my beanie on, you know, and guys are like, oh, rough night. I'm like, I know. They're like, I need to buy you a shot. I'm like, okay.
I mean, if you insist. Yeah, see, I left. Like, when I got done with the Patriots game, when it was 20 to nothing, I was done. Like, I was like, all right, time to go take a nap. Like, I got to get ready for the night because it was over. And most of the game, there was only two games that were good. It was the Bengals and Raiders and the Cowboys.
And at the same time, both of those games, I mean, the Niners were in control the whole time. And the Bengals were in
So you really could say it was a horrible weekend of football.
Yeah, let's be honest. And the Cowboys had they shouldn't have come back. Jimmy G allowed them to come back, right?
Right.
And the Bengals couldn't score a touchdown. They kept kicking field goals. So you're like, okay, at some point it's going to come back.
But it came down to the last play of the game.
I know. I agree. At the end it did. But I'm just saying, like, the Bengals and Niners controlled both of those games.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right on that take, because even though it was filled with the sports book, was filled with a bunch of Raiders fans, it wasn't loud because they were never really in it. It came down to the last play, sure. It was crappy. It was terrible.
It got loud towards the end of the fourth quarter because they were driving. And everybody's like, oh. But for the first three quarters, it was just like.
Yeah. They didn't have much to cheer about or get crazy about.
Well, and then your guys' game, dude. Oh, God, that thing was done at half.
Our line was sucked out of us in the first quarter.
It was done the second drive. When they just kept throwing it and everybody was wide open, I was like, well, this is good.
So I was at Live Oak at Patriots Bar right here in Midtown, and they're doing raffles all night, right? So I bought two tickets, and they were giving out jerseys, signed jerseys, like Jonnu Smith and some other cool stuff. And I'm like, sweet. And so I didn't win, and then all of a sudden they give out a goodie bag. Dude, this goodie bag has batteries, toothbrush, and like eye black, all Patriots. Like, what are you supposed to do with this as a grown man? And guess what I won?
What'd you win?
I won the goodie bag.
Did they do it as a joke?
I walked up. I was like, dude, what am I supposed to do with this? He's like, honestly, I don't know. And he just gave me the bag. And some lady walked up. She's like, we're going to give you a shirt, too. I was like, all right, cool.
Now, was it a good shirt or was it like a cheap shirt? No, like one of those promo shirts?
It's a decent shirt, but it's kind of cheesy. It says like Nashville Patriots fan club on it, you know? And you're just like,
eh. Oh, so you were at like some fan club party.
I was wondering why they were giving away gift bags.
Yeah, okay. Live Oak's like an actual, like, They have a guy up in there with a Patriots blazer on.
It was a Patriots bar before. It's not anymore.
Now they close shop till next fall, man.
Bill's Mafia took him right out.
What was their closing time? First half?
Did it empty out real quick, really?
What?
Did it empty out?
No, it actually wasn't bad because it was packed. I mean, packed. And it's a big place. All Patriots fans.
What were you guys waiting for? Brady to come back?
Oh, man. I mean, Gronk ain't walking through that door.
And I remember some people were like, you know, we were down, what were we, like 27 or 28-3 at half or whatever? We're like, yeah, we've done this before. And I'm like, come on, guys.
No, I
this
mean,
isn't the Falcons. And
yeah,
this isn't
Matt
Tom
Ryan
Brady.
Went on the other side. Come on now.
Was it snowing or just cold?
In the game? I think it was just cold.
Just cold.
Yeah. I don't think it was.
Just like the cold. Patriots play.
Yeah.
It was cold as balls.
He was waiting for it. Give it to him.
It was cold as balls for the other game, too. The Bengals. In Cincinnati, it was like,
yeah,
really
it was
cold.
31, they said.
Yeah.
It looked cold.
I'm curious what this Titans game's looking
but
like.
But the Patriots game was like 6, I think. Yeah. 4 degrees.
Negative
like
one, I think, with the
wind
chill.
Yeah, with the wind chill.
Let me see what the Titans game this week. Titans.
Guess what? That didn't slow down the Bills' offense. That's
no, it didn't. Hey, Saturday. And their game's Saturday, right?
Yeah.
The high is 38 Saturday.
So just cold.
Now, would you go to that game, Ray?
No. It's guys, I've said it before. It is no longer called Nissan Stadium. They're now calling it Omicron Stadium.
Well, you did just get back from Vegas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's better. Hey. It's probably safer out in the open stadium outside.
What was the casino convention?
There's a very important difference. We were wearing masks in Vegas.
Oh, it's yeah.
They're not required.
I know we don't
want to
talk about Vegas, but I got to ask about the rhinestone mask, dude. Did you make that yourself?
I've been rocking that the whole pandemic.
He does.
Really?
He rocks that grandma chain the whole time. Like,
I'm like, dude, you got glasses held up in the back or what, dude?
Hey, I'll bet you one thing. Ray has never lost a mask.
All right.
Thank God, because Grandma Sue knitted that thing.
All right.
He wakes up without a wallet and a phone, but he's got his mask.
Come on. Baser got us a couple's pair from Molly Moo or something like that.
Cute.
It was trendy. It's gone through a lot, but yes, it looks like a grandma's knitting job, but then it also has the bifocal holder in front. Yeah. It is a chain. It acts as a dual chain.
Mm. Hold on. We got to hit an email. What up, coachers? I love the podcast, and I think it's hilarious. I listen whenever I can, and it's awesome hearing y'all talk about football and sports. My birthday is on January 15th, and I'm turning 14. Hoping I can get a shout-out from everyone. Thanks, Eli. Happy birthday, Eli.
Happy belated.
Oh, Eli.
Dang, did I miss it?
Yeah.
Yeah, today's the 19th.
Yeah. But it's all right.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Hey, it's your whole birthday month. Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Hey, I put up the post after the convention. I said, what cities do you sore losers want to go to next year?
Yeah.
A lot of people said Vegas. People are thinking Vegas again just because there's so much to do.
Yeah, even though we're not talking about it, but yeah.
Oh.
No, go ahead. No.
Some of the other ones.
Not at all.
Phone girl Sydney, she said Malaysia. But that's where she lives. So I think a lot of people picked where they live. Boomer, he said have it in Marquette, Michigan.
I laughed at that one. That was funny.
Boomer, we're
definitely... Have you talked to Boomer? Like, was he mad about not being there?
He knew little kids can't go.
Okay.
People say Vegas, Cali, Palm Springs, Cali.
Ooh, that would be a good one. We go to Morongo Casino. There's casinos out there. It's got to be... kind of. They're in the spring, though.
Key West.
There's a lot of good golf... Well, I can't really golf, but...
Austin, Texas...
Gloucester,
Virginia.
I saw Reg post Memphis. And people are like, dude, I'd be down for Memphis. I'd be down for Memphis. I'm like,
no, you won't.
Who the hell wants to go to Memphis?
Are you people crazy?
Hey, someone hit us up. We are the sore losers at gmail.com. I'm listening to Monday's podcast. Ray is drunk. LB couldn't get him under control. Wish I could have been there. But really, I'll be in Vegas next week at least. That's from Eric Buchanan.
I started the day with a couple mimosas, and then I switched over to Bang energy drinks and champagne. I felt great. I felt like a legend.
Good. All right.
San Diego would be a good one, too.
And just to give you an update, last Wednesday, the green team had a playoff game.
Oh.
And the other team forfeited. So we won. We move on to tonight. We got another playoff game tonight. Win or go home. If we win, we play the championship right after that. Back to back. Doubleheader.
So, is it going to be
I
televised?
I feel like every week you're playing in the championship.
Well, I mean, I haven't made the championship yet. I got to win the first game.
For the championship.
Got to win the 7th.
You guys ever have a break, or do these seasons just...
No, nah, next week I think the new season starts, man. They got to make that money.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. I like it.
You got soccer theme music for your when you talk soccer.
Oh, it's Ted Lasso. I was like, I recognize that song.
I've never seen. I still haven't seen it.
You said I've only seen season one.
Apple TV, right?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Really good.
I finally watched Yellowstone this latest season.
Did you like it? I've only watched one episode, and I was like, I don't get it.
Of the final season, you're saying?
No, the first season.
Oh, God, the first couple seasons are great.
Well, I only watched the first episode. I mean, I was like, oh, it's all right. I just haven't been like, oh, my God, I got to get back there and watch that.
Well, you got to keep watching. I mean, you can't just watch one and then judge it off of that.
Really? Because there's some shows I watch one, and I'm like, oh, I'm all in.
Like what? Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso.
Because you've only watched one season, so obviously you're not all in.
No, I was all in on Ted Lasso, the first episode, and I was like, oh, got to keep going.
I just killed the herd. I forgot to feed them.
Yes. Is that Yellowstone?
Yes.
Oh.
John Dutton, are you going to go rope that cow? Because it ain't going to rope itself. Come over here and let me see your bustier titties.
Hey, Lunchbox, you going to milk this cow too or what?
Like I said, I've only seen one episode. One episode, so I don't know what you guys are talking about. Don't know if I'm like... I don't think that was in the first episode.
It's good.
It's all right.
Massive review when Eddie comes back.
Massive review. Friday, we'll have a huge review about Vegas.
All skeletons will come out of the closet.
Next trip,
I got so many stories about Vegas. I mean, just greatness. Okay. So many funny things happened that, like, just little funny things made it a great weekend.
Did you take notes on
it? I was going to say, do you have all this written down somewhere?
Oh, I got it written down.
You do, huh?
Absolutely.
Don't say your head. You're pointing at your head right now.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
I would text my wife every time something funny happened.
Nope. I just, when things went down, I was like, that's funny. Got to talk about that.
What about the time we were at the restaurant until midnight and the owner comes over and he's like, our restaurant closed an hour ago. I'll write that one down. Get the out of my restaurant. Dude, I've never been at a restaurant after it closes and the staff starts leaving.
We will talk about that.
And I mean, it's all because of lunch.
I thought we were talking about Vegas today.
Dude, you got to know when to leave a restaurant.
I was trying to leave.
No, you ordered dessert. I
didn't order crap.
I've never been at a restaurant when you have like there was dish cleaners that were leaving before us, dude.
We tried to order more drinks and they said, sorry, the bar is closed.
Dude, they were cleaning around our table.
They were mopping the floor.
You don't read the room? You ever read the room?
No. Hey, guys, I was the first one up and out of the restaurant.
Uh-huh. Save it.
We'll save it. I can't even.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Have a great Wednesday, guys. Hey, good luck, Green Team. Let's bring it home tonight. Yeah. Oh, Eddie's not here, so who's going to – you going to buzz it? Hey, how was Pitts in there about the Chiefs? Is he thinks they're unbeatable again? Unbeatable.
Yeah.
I mean, they won me some money, but I mean, I walk in there and he's just like, "Oh, the Chiefs are unbeatable again." I'm like, "Here we go, here we go."
You two together. I thought you were gonna get him on the podcast, but I figured
because you guys
can't just go back and forth again.
He can't have a. He is. They're unbeatable. That's the only answer. Yep. So it's like, okay.
Hey, if Josh Allen plays anything like he did against Patriots last week. They got a real shot. The Bills do. A real shot.
Well, happy Wednesday. Anything else you want to say?
Happy Wednesday. Go Pats.
No. They went on vacation.
They did?
Yeah, they're gone.
Hey.
Oh. Are you a Celtics fan?
Damn. Yeah, but I don't really watch basketball as much anymore.
Okay.
Kevin, you think the Patriots, do they watch game film or they say, fuck it?
Yeah. They were thinking about being in Vegas with the sore losers last weekend.
Hey, they could have done it after the half. They could have made it on Sunday.
Yeah, they could have made it for the second half of the convention, man.
I told them.
They were mad they made the playoffs because they already had their non-refundable tickets booked.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff, boys.
Oh, man. But now you know what everybody else has felt for all these years.
I know. I mean, yeah. And we did end our playoff drought, though. That one year was without the playoffs really sucked. So now
looked like you were there 2 years in a row.
I don't know if I'd rather be there again. We'll be all right. Future's bright. Mac Jones.
Okay.
We'll be good.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Have a good Wednesday. I've said that like 3 times.
I know.
I'm tired. I'm still trying to catch up on sleep.
From Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Vegas or no?
No, we're not going to talk about Vegas. But Ray, you want to hit that clip one more time before we go?
About that. Here you go.
What's up?
a lot of people right there.
Good stuff, boys.
Buzz it.
Good stuff, boys.
Let's hear your buzz.
What?
You got to buzz us out.
How do I buzz you out?
Like a buzzer.
Like the sound of a buzzer?
Yeah. That's what I
All right. What do you say? Sore Losers Nation?
No,
Sore Losers
go.
Out?
No, you just... That wasn't bad. That was more like a sub in. Like a, I'm in the sub. Like, okay. We're talking into the game.
You got to tell the...
Try again.
All right.
End of the game.
Sore Losers Nation. End of the game?
Yeah.
All right. Better?
What kind of ghetto ass high school did you go to?
I don't know. That's a high school gym right there.
That's the U Sports right there. No net, dude. Just straight chains, bro.
That's what that was. That was not, you know, at the freaking garden. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely
that was
wasn't
not
the
a
garden,
Madison
no.
Square Garden. All right, we're out of here.
I will say Titans lose on Saturday. I'm going to go for a walk, a long walk.
Along the Cumberland?
I'll be walking with you. Down
no,
way.
You'll find me on the pedestrian bridge, not walking it, standing on the ledge.
Not funny, man.
I went there last week after the Patriots game, don't worry.
All you guys were lined
I thought
up.
I thought about it.
All you guys were lined up.
This said, is hey, my man. Nightmare.
Hey, I saw you guys at the – yeah, you won the gift pack, yeah. Though, man. You gotta put the eye black on before you do this.
I'm taking it down with me.